This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Insect activity continues to pick up across Kansas. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd has an update on bagworms, European elm flea weevils, grasshoppers, and a new publication on tomatoes that he's put together for commercial growers. Raymond, we're seeing more activity out and around in the home landscape, and bagworms is something that we always seem to have a problem with.
This is the time of year when you should be looking for those quarter-inch, eighth-inch bags, the caterpillars inside, and when you see them eating away, you need to treat. Our recommendation is the Bacillus thuringiensis kiristaki, also known as BTK, and then spinosad. They work very well on bagworms and other caterpillars. Once they get bigger than half an inch, Jeff, then you got to use something else. But right now, so you can spray, you can hand pick them, put them in soapy water and kill them. I was in Pottawatomie County last week, and we saw the small bagworms active on some junipers. So yeah, they're out. If you know you have thuleas or junipers or other conifers, and of course, they just don't feed on conifers. A lot of plant roses and honey locusts and trees. When you see them, you spray. Probably have to make one application once a week for about 3 to 4 weeks, depending on the population. And mainly because two reasons. One, the larvae of our caterpillars don't emerge from the egg simultaneously. And of course, as we've talked before, they overwinter as eggs in the female bags, not the male bags. And then they'll balloon. Once they come out, they'll go to the top of a tree and they'll form a silken and they go around and around. So you may get an infestation from somebody maybe a half a mile away because of that, especially when it's a windy day. There is extension publication on a bagworm. It has everything you need to know about timing of applications, what to use, and non-insecticidal means of dealing with bagworms also.
European elm flea weevils, is that something that's new?
Really, it isn't new, Jeff. We have it almost every year on the elm trees. European elm weevil is very interesting. It's a leaf miner in the early larval stages, and then it goes to the edge, and people are seeing these brown edges on their elms and shot hole-like. That's from the adults. The adults are a beetle. It's a weevil. And so right now they're feeding, causing the shot hole appearance on the elms. You can spray, but really it's getting close to too late. You're not going to save the tree aesthetically once the damage is done. So we have an extension publication on that one. You can download it online, and it'll give you all the information you need about the biology, behavior, the damage, and how to manage European elm weevils. I know people are mentioning systemic insecticides, but it's really too late to apply them. Those should have been applied early on when the larvae were present in the leaves, but now with the adults out, you're really not going to have much activity against them.
Grasshoppers are also getting more active?
Grasshoppers are prevalent. We've had a number of, we get a number of calls outdoor and indoor in hoop houses. The problem is there's not many options. I have looked into Nolobate and Semaspore and gotten feedback that those two products are no longer available. What those were a protozoa, Nosema leketsi, that was very specific on grasshoppers. And it would either sterilize the females or eventually kill them. But the availability of it is now questionable. The problem with grasshoppers is insecticides, especially adults, because of that waxy cuticle skin, the insecticide doesn't bind to the skin very well, so it doesn't penetrate. Now, you could add a surfactant or spreader sticker, but again, they're coming in from all over. Weed management's always important. Keep weeds down as much as you can. You can use a little net, get some kids, pay them $25 an hour to go pick and crush with a badminton rack of grasshoppers, whatever. But really, that's it. There was another product. I do not know if it's still commercially available. It was a brand with Carbaryl, which is 7, which has been coming off the market. But I think that's for ag use only. I don't know if it's the homeowners, I don't think, can buy it. So it's very limited options for grasshoppers right now. But they're still causing damage on a lot of plants, ornamentals, herbs, and vegetables.
Also wanted to point out that you have a new publication.
Yes, just came out, called Insect and Mite Pests of Greenhouse-Grown Tomatoes. It's commercially available online now, I understand, through the bookstore. And if you're growing tomatoes in a hoop house or greenhouse, this would be a publication you'd want to refer to.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. In addition to Extension publications available online, you can also contact your local Extension office for more information regarding insect pests in the home landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.